This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Yep. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, we're going to be talking about generators, mostly. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. My dear friend Kurt Wilson is with us. Welcome, Kurt.
What's happening, Vinny?
You know, it's absolutely fascinating to me how when we talk, you'll share with me a story about something that's happening in your life, and it coincides, I mean, perfectly with what's happening in my life, you know, so far away, many states away. And it,
well, how do you know I don't just have precognition?
Well, okay, okay. Well, it's working. And we're going to tell you some of these stories today in class. We're going to talk about things that are happening with automobile mechanics, meaning performing automobile service on vehicles for people we know. We're going to talk about how that's working. But I want to share a story with you. Yesterday, I decided to call two companies, two people in the firearms industry. One of them is O.F. Mossberg, and the other one is Federal Cartridge. And I got completely opposite ends of the spectrum customer attention. Let's start with the negative one. So I have a couple boxes of Federal Cartridges shotgun shells. One of them is labeled American Eagle Copper Plated Heavy Loads. Another one is Multi-Purpose Loads from Federal. Both 12-gauge, unopened. And there was a crossover, a changeover, from all lead shot to, well, environmentally friendlier steel shot, and then maybe even some hybrid shot, meaning the projectiles, the pellets, used to be all lead. And then they went to steel because of the fouling of the water, you know, if you were duck hunting or something. And then it looks like the steel was kind of rough on some of the shotgun barrels, so maybe there was some crossover. I don't know. So I decided to call Federal and just ask them a simple question or a couple questions about how can I tell? Can they point me to a website that I could not find that would say, this box is lead, this box is steel, this box is, you know, an alloy of some kind? So I couldn't find it, so I called Federal, and this millennial answers the phone. And I got to tell you, not all millennials are like this, but I'm meeting more of them than I'd like to. So this gal says, what's your first name? I already gave her my first name. You know, and what's your last name? Okay. You know, I just have a question about, you know, your product. And what's your phone number? And I said, Tamara, do you have a last name? And she said, I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to give it out. I said, oh. So you want my first name, my last name, my phone number, but you won't tell me yours. I get it. I don't want to do business with you. I don't want to do business with Federal Cartridge. And what they've done is they've taken a loyal customer and they turned me into someone who wants to shop anywhere else but Federal. Because they don't know how to handle customers. They don't train. Millennials need more training than they're getting, in my opinion.
Well, the problem with millennials is that their whole vision on life is that they're entitled. So they feel that they are owed everything, and they are the best there is. It's a problem that actually I'll be addressing on my show this Sunday.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's annoying to me. Now, let me switch over to the opposite end of the spectrum. Okay. Now, all I wanted from Federal Cartridge was, can you point me to a website that'll give me a chart to tell me what's what, you know, what your products are made with, which are lead, which aren't, which are alloy. I wasn't asking to send me something for free. Okay? Here's the opposite end of the spectrum. So I bought this shotgun years ago. And I bought it from a guy. It's all perfectly above board at a gun show. And they call this a gun show loophole. It's not a loophole. It's our right to be able to buy personal property from someone else. So this guy happened to have this Mossberg shotgun, and it was clear that he was interested in selling it. Through body language, posture, where he was sitting, that kind of thing. And I said, wow, that's really neat. May I look at it? And he said, sure. It happened to be a camouflage turkey gun, Mossberg 500. So if you know about Mossberg, my opinion is Mossberg makes quality, affordable products. They work, and they're a really good value. Okay, they're not the very, very best. It's not a Benelli shotgun, but it works, and it's a really good value. And I think he wanted maybe $235 for it. Okay, sounds all right to me. And so this turkey gun is 12 gauge, and it will hold six rounds, five in the tube and one in the chamber. And it's just fine for my purposes. And some of those purposes might be self-defense class. Anyway, I called Mossberg because the sight was broken, or I thought it was broken. And I said, can you help me? The sight isn't working right on the rear of this shotgun. And he said, well, describe what's going on. So I described that, you know, it's at a 20-degree angle and it was springy. He said, well, if you turn the screw, what does that do? And I said, well, it really doesn't do anything because the screw doesn't bottom out where it would adjust the sight of the rear sight. He said, oh, sounds like it's broken to me. Would it be okay if I send you one? I said, wow. Oh, yeah, that'd be wonderful. So I said, okay, I'll send you one. he said, I will need the serial number. I said, of course. So I gave him the serial number, gave him my name and address. And they're sending FedEx, a Federal Express, no charge, a rear sight. They didn't say, we want a picture of it, send the old one back. He absolutely just believed me. The complete opposite of Federal Cartridge. So
yeah,
I can't say enough good things about Mossberg.
Let me tell you two things. One, let me tell you how I handle that. When I get one of these little smart ass self-involved millennials on the phone, and it could be in anything. It could be a problem with your phone. It could be a problem with your car. It could be a problem with a shirt you just bought. Anything. I call up. It's just like you. And they say, oh, sure, I'll help you. What's your first name, last name? What's your address, phone number? And I'm like, honey, let me rephrase that. And I've used this line, honey, we don't really need all that. All you need to do is answer my question. And she goes, well, we can't answer your question until we have all this data. And I say, oh, good. Give me your supervisor, please. And mm-hmm. I insist. And they end up mm-hmm. giving me somebody who claims their supervisor, managerial position, whatever. And I explained to them, I said, it really is none of your business who and what I am. I called into your store for a question. I just want the question answered. I've gone all the way up to the assistant to the CEO in a company because nobody would take the responsibility of answering a question without acting like a little robot. You know, it's simple. They have this screen that pops up, and to handle problems, they have to fill everything out. Well, they need to use some common sense, and they don't. You use GoDaddy?
I do.
Okay, so you ever call in tech GoDaddy. Support? Yeah. You ever call in tech support?
Yes.
Okay. These guys, I call them in. I've got seven domains, and they've been with GoDaddy for 20 years. I was the first gunshot in the world on the internet in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I called in, and I give them my customer number, and they're supposed to ask you all of these questions, blah, 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 blah. And they say, what's your name? So I can, with respect, communicate with you. I say, it's Kurt. What can I do for you, Kurt? That's it. What can I do for you? And I tell them the problem. I go, and they say, oh, let's figure this out. Instead of going through this robot crap. Look, it's the same thing in retail stores. My son and I went to Walmart, and I wanted a box of wine. So I go in, I get a box of wine, and I set it on the counter, and the drone that works behind the counter goes, may I see your ID, please? And I said, no. I'm 65 years old. And she goes, well, I can't sell it to you if I don't have your ID. And I said, honey, can you look at me, please? Do I look like I'm under 21? Well, they tell us that we have to check your IDs of everyone. I said, okay, let me get your manager over here. I want to check his ID. So manager came over with one of security, with a security. And it doesn't matter. Put those two together, they're still not my size. So I said, I would find this insulting if I was this woman here. That you treat her like she is so stupid that she can't properly evaluate on her own the age of somebody who looks as old as I do. I would really, in fact, if I were her, I'd quit right now. And they were flabbergasted. Well, that manager no longer works. He got fired because I went to corporate.
Yeah. Good for you. Whenever you go to Walmart corporate, whenever you call them, the manager has to fill out a report as to how he or she responded. Every time you talk to the corporate headquarters about a specific store, the manager has to respond. You can drive him crazy just by calling corporate headquarters. Remember that, class.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us. He's a broadcaster. His radio show is the Armchair Survivalist radio show. Kurt, how can we listen to you?
Well, you go to armchairsurvivalist.com, and it tells you. I'm on satellite. I'm on two satellite feeds. I'm on shortwave. You can listen on the Internet at armchairsurvivalist.com. There's even an app for me. In fact, there's two of them. Just go to your app store, and it's Google, and search for Armchair Survivalist, and you'll find it. I'm on Sundays, 2 to 4 Pacific time, and whenever Vinny calls me up, I can't say no to him. I got to go be on his show. Hey, I got a cute story for you. This is true. This is about Mossberg, because you mentioned it. Mossberg is the oldest family-owned firearms manufacturer in the United States. They started about 1920. Now, this is going to blow your mind. I was approached. I was a master gunsmith for 25 years. I was approached by a member of the Russian Secret Service when I was in Modesto, California, and he said, "We know that you deal with finding things for countries," because I did. "We need a self-defense shotgun that we can sell in the Soviet Union that's simple and cheap." So I called up, not knowing better, I called up Mossberg, and I told them the whole story. And they said, "Well, we've been kicking around having some manufacturing done in Mexico and cutting some frills off of our standard Mossberg shotgun, and making that. Well, how many would you buy it at one time?" I said, 10,000. So I got back a hold of the Soviets and told them what was going on, and they said, that's great. And they would pay $100 a piece, and I would get a 10% finder's fee. And then the next thing you know, I get a letter from the United States State Department saying that you're out of bounds, you're not allowed to deal with a foreign country with munitions and this kind of stuff. And I called them on the phone, and I said, look, I'm a licensed firearms dealer. I can export and do all the rest of the stuff. And they said, well, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. And 2 days later, there was a front page article about how Bill Clinton was helping the Soviets by allowing them to purchase American-made weapons. And the Maverick shotgun was born.
Yep.
That was what the Maverick was. It still is. It's a good shotgun. No frills. Made in Mexico. Well, everything is made in Mexico. The parts. It's assembled in Texas. But that son of a, he stole the whole deal right out from underneath me.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey,
yeah,
anyway,
I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody who respects that family.
I do.
Really don't.
I know people who respect that family, but they themselves are not respectable.
Okay. Well, that's a fascinating story. So,
yep. Generator.
Since we've
Generator.
Mentioned Mossberg,
Well,
I was just going to ask you, what is your overall opinion? You know, if you look at the older names of shotguns, since we've mentioned this, what comes to my mind is Winchester, Remington, and Mossberg. Do you have a favorite in terms of value for our class?
Remington 870 steel frame.
Okay.
The Remington 870 is all of those shotgun companies are into the alloy frames. And that's all well and good, but they scratch easy. You can't really refinish them. I like the tried and true Remington 870. And there's all kinds of add-ons you can buy for it, shorter barrels. Longer tubes. You can hold more ammo. I mean, everything. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy. You can put folding stocks on them. So there's all kinds of things. And every police department in the United States at one time had Remington 870 shotguns. I know because I refinished thousands of them. They're very solid.
Okay.
They'll take a whacking. It's solid wood stocks.
Yeah, one last thought. What do you think of the Remington 870 Marine shotgun?
Oh, yeah. Rust-proof. Well, kind of. Stainless steel. Well, there's stainless steel, and then there's nickel-coated. And I prefer the stainless.
Right.
You still got to oil it, though, because it's stainless, maybe, but it's not rustless.
All right, we'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash. Oh, God, you're
take my when you go to the
PC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us, and joining us on the telephone, Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, you and Kurt and me, you sort of all of us remind me of your cows. We're all outstanding in the field.
I thought it might have something to do with four stomachs.
Yeah, we can almost equal one cow. You know, you were talking about poor customer service, and you know who has been probably the worst customer service that I have seen is this Zeno Radio Network, because they still don't have a call-in listen line for you, and it's been almost a year. It's just, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I'll tell you what I can do.
I can go and copy what you just said, okay? I've got some software that I can download the broadcast. I can copy that clip, and I can email it to them. But, you know, in terms of customer service, I think the new ubiquitous universal motto for companies now is, well, we're no worse than anybody else.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I agree with Kirk. You know, I've had Mossbergs over the years, and, you know, in all the years, I've got two of them now, and I've had probably 20 in my lifetime, different ones. And, you know, the reality is I have never had one of those shotguns fail in any way, shape, or form. For a cheap gun, man, they're least expensive, but I've had one or two Remingtons, too. They functioned well as well, but Mossberg was always what I could afford, you know? So,
Well, the Mossberg, if you want a self-defense shotgun that weighs, that is the lightest, you put a pistol grip on it, you put an 18-inch barrel on it, and you don't add anything else to it, that is the lightest self-defense 12-gauge you can buy, is the Mossberg.
Yeah. And it'll function your lifetime. I mean, I don't know if you were to put, you know, 500 rounds through it every day, what would happen, but for self defense, what you might use once or twice in your entire life, unless the Schumer has his way, it'll last you a lifetime, you know.
Gentlemen,
you mentioned the word Schumer. My wife is studying ancient German, Germanic languages, and the word Schumer basically means worthless, good for nothing.
Really? Boy.
But me, I use it as a synonym because there's certain words you can't say on the air.
You know, since you mentioned the shotgun, I wasn't particularly crazy about the camouflage style stock and coating on the barrel. I really didn't like that. My favorite is wood and steel. I mean, that's what I like the best. But I decided that for the price, the size, and the universal applications that this particular turkey gun could be applied, I liked it. I mean, for so little money, just a little over a couple hundred dollars, it made a lot of sense to me. And I wanted to tell you that I mentioned when I was on the phone with Mossberg, I said, you know, I have a set of tools that I believe came with the Model T Ford, the service tools made by O.F. Mossberg. And I said, that's right. That's right. They did make tools for, I'm talking in the 1920s. They made tools. They're an old company. They're a fabulous, fabulous company. And the customer service does not get any better than Mossberg. It really doesn't. They didn't ask me to prove anything.
Wow. You bet. I'll tell you, you know, just as an example, too, of another really good company, there's this plumbing company. I bought a couple of greenback faucets from Lowe's when we were moving in here because I wanted water out by our chicken coop and stuff, and one of them died on me. It won't allow water up or anything, and I called their customer service the other day, and because it says don't call Lowe's, call us. And so I got a hold of the most helpful guy I ever ran into in my life. I told him I wasn't online. Yeah, I told him, I said, I'm not online. He says, well, I'll tell you what, let me print out the entire schematic for these things, and I'll send it to you in the mail. I mean, just boom.
Yeah. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be, and that's the way it used to be. What was the name of this company?
Pro Plumber. I can't remember exactly, Vince. I'll find out, though, and call in one of these days and give them a plug, because Okay. The only thing that worried, that bugged me about it, it was I've had some of these old drain back faucets. The one that's there in my middle of the yard has been there before I moved in, and I know the guy that installed it. He'd installed it about 30 years ago, and here I put these two in, and they don't even, you know, they don't last but a couple of years. But at the same time, you know, still, that's good customer service regardless of the fact that it failed. You know, it could have been something on my part, but I don't think so. I'm just going to have to tear it apart and find out. But anyway, I just wanted to chime in a little bit. I got to leave here in a little bit, so I won't catch the whole program, but I sure do enjoy Kurt's broadcast. Folks, if you really want a great one, tune in on Sundays, because that's something me and my wife, like 99% of the time, we'll never miss. We'll even put the phone on in the car while we're driving home from running errands in church, after church on Sunday, to catch it. So it's a really good program, and Vince, it's always great to listen to you. I appreciate you very much, you know.
Kyle, I appreciate it. And just one thought. So when you're in church, what would happen if you said to your pastor, tell you what, there's this guy, I think he would do a really good sermon. His name is Kurt Wilson. Can I just set my phone right here by your microphone, and we'll just spend the next hour with Kurt?
Well, I don't think he would go for that, but I got to tell you, I got to admit, our pastor here is lovably, he's a hunter, a fisherman, and that kind of thing. He's very well-educated, very smart guy, and very humble. For as smart as he is, he's probably only in his late 30s, but he's a very humble guy and very wise. I got to tell you, he's probably one of the best pastors I've ever been under in my entire life. But anyway, like you said, Vince, a long time ago, you don't have to go through an intermediary to be taught to God, to get to God. And he believes the same thing. You know, it's really he's been a really a good blessing in my life. Huge.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Anyway. I'll let you guys finish up and out because I've got to get out of here. But thanks for all that you do, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kyle in Montana, USA Prepares Instructor. Yeah, Kyle's one of us. He's, you know, not only, well, he started out as a student and he became an instructor. And his wife, Sharon, is an instructor as well. She teaches us about canning and pickling and those kinds of things. So, Kurt, generators, I was on the air, and we got a call from truck driver Jay. And he calls from all over the country, and he wanted to know about generators. And I said on the air, you know, we can do that. We can do that in depth. And let me call Kurt Wilson. And and so here we are. So truck driver Jay, this is what you wanted to hear. And we're going to talk about generators. Now, let me just preface this that we're talking about, for the most part, generators to power your home in case of an emergency. And they come in different grades. There are durable generators. There are inexpensive generators. There are diesel generators that are really heavy. They're hard to move around. There are propane generators that you can have on standby with software and computer control that will monitor when your power goes out, and it'll fire that generator right up. But there are pros and cons to all of these, including how much they cost to feed. And we'll be talking about the fuels. We'll be talking about gas versus gasoline versus propane gas versus natural gas versus diesel. Kurt, where would you like to start?
Well, basically where I would start, and I've done numerous shows on generators, not just generators, but how to silence them. Because in an emergency situation, and I don't just mean when the lights go out, I mean when the Schumer hits the fan, anybody with the generator on is advertising. So that's another thought to think about for later on. But most people are looking at running their refrigerator or freezer. That's it. If they're halfway smart, they already have kerosene lanterns, battery-powered lanterns and radios and whatever else they want. So they don't really need to run the whole house. But they want to make sure that their food is kept safe. So that would be like 3,500 to 6,000-watt generator. Roll around. You can buy them at Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, Craigslist, you know, that kind of stuff.
And a generator isn't the end all of it. You also have to have proper cabling, proper extension cords. You can't just grab the extension cord you use for the Christmas tree, plug it into a generator, and think you're going to run your freezer. You've got to get like heavy gauge extension cords, the locking cords, special ones that go for the generators. And it's always smart to figure out how much wattage you're going to need to run whatever you're going to run. I don't know about you, Benny, but I get people all the time saying, yeah, I want a generator that can run, you know, my microwave, my stove, my my hot tub. I'm like, okay, well, that's probably going to run you about $20,000, you know, to get a truck-mounted diesel generator. But
yeah.
What do you need to run, not what do you want to run?
But, that's a very good point, because if you want to run all these things, you have to size the generator to run all these heavy electric consumption devices. And the feeding of these large generators is unbelievable how much fuel they will use. So the bottom line is find out what the minimum that you can stand being with, the minimum number of devices, and size your generator just a little bit larger than that. That's it. That way you'll use the least amount of fuel. Kurt, do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Kurt and I will be right back. We're going to talk more about generators. And so we've got a little over an hour and 14 minutes. We'll be talking about generators. And I believe we're going to be able to answer most of your questions. And when we get to the part about silencing them, I'll tell you how I've silenced ours. And it was really loud. No kidding. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us. So we're talking about generators. We've got one here at the farm, and it's always on standby. And we're going to talk about things you need to consider. Kurt, where would you like to go at this point? Did I lose Kurt? Okay.
Yep, am Kurt, I here?
Yep, you're there.
I'm here now.
Where would you like
there's
to...
This damn,
where would you like
there's
to...
There's this button on the side of my headset here that says mute, and I keep bumping it. So, okay, so I want to add something to what you said just before the break. Yes, it's smart. You add up, you figure out what you got. I got a tissue freezer, got an upright freezer, got a refrigerator, and I want to run some fans for spreading the heat around that I have for my wood fireplace or what have you. So you say, okay, 3,500 watt generator work fine. But here's what people don't think about. There's something called surge. When you start an electrical appliance, there's a surge of amperage that comes up first, kickstart it. You have to compensate for that. So if you figure you're going to need 3,000 watts, get a 4,000 watt generator. Or if you think you're going to need 4,000 watts, get a 4,500 or 5,000 watt generator. It's going to cost you a little bit more in fuel, but you don't have to worry about breakdowns or the thing kicking itself off. A generator will turn itself off if you overtask it, or it'll burn out. So I just wanted to add that.
No question. No question about that. So, class, what Kurt Wilson's talking about is when you. Sometimes you see your air conditioner when it kicks on, you'll see the lights dim. That's what he's talking about. So typically, the current inrush to start a compressor motor or an electric motor is 2 to 3 times the normal run current. So what are we talking about? Well, a microwave oven, for example, has that motor that starts up. Okay, there's a motor that turns the turntable, and there's an inrush of current. There's the same thing at a greater degree happens when you start up your air conditioning system or your heat pump or your air circulation system in your forced air heating system or your refrigerator compressor or your freezer compressor. So motors or well pumps, okay, those are the ones that draw the most current when they start up. So Kurt's absolutely right. You do need to oversize for the starting current. Now, one way to accommodate having a generator just a little bit bigger, like you said, so if you need 4,000 watts, you go for 4,500. What you do is you start those devices before you add the next devices. Okay, so you get your motor started, your freezer, for example, then you can turn on your electric lights. And, of course, the most important thing is probably to reduce your electric consumption as much as possible. So we're talking about low power consumption lighting rather than incandescent lighting, because every watt that you save is money you don't have to put into the generator watts, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what LED lights are handy for.
So from my perspective, Kurt, at the farm, I'm interested in survival. And what does that mean? Well, I've already put in a gas cook range, if you will. So we don't have an electric range because, frankly, if you want to power an electric range with a generator, wow, that it will take a much larger generator than you would expect. Forget it.
Yeah.
If you want to power an electric hot water heater, forget an electric hot water heater. If you want to power your electric clothes dryer, forget it. So if you think that you want to be prepared, you need to, in my mind, have a gas cooking and some kind of hot water other than electric, which could be propane or natural gas. In our case, we heat our hot water with wood and a wood stove, and we could talk about that in another broadcast. We don't have an electric clothes dryer. Now, if you want a clothes dryer, next time you get one, you might want to consider, if you have natural gas, a gas clothes dryer. Or forget the clothes dryer, because in those kinds of situations where things are really bad, you're not going to be worried about wrinkles and drying your clothes quickly.
That's what a clothesline for.
That's what we have. We have them inside and outside. We have an electric clothes dryer, but we haven't hooked it up. It's only been 13 years, and we're not going to hook it up. It just holds that place. Yeah. Well, I bought a used clothes dryer, propane, on Craigslist. I think it was about $75, just in case we ever decide that we want to have a clothes dryer. Yeah, haven't had one in 13 years. So we're going to talk more about generators when we come back. So we're going to shed those watts first, and then we're going to power the devices that you need safely. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.